Joining us right now is Susan Abro. She's president of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in KwaZulu-Natal, and Cheryl Unterslack, who is a member of the Durban Jewish community. Good morning to you both. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
All right. So, Susan, let's start with you as a president of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, KwaZulu-Natal. Gosh, what a week you must have been having.
Well, Howard, the whole community has been having an incredibly challenging week. The KZN Council has certainly risen to the challenge at every level. The CSO has been incredible. They've been on the ground. Our community members have joined the greater community when it comes to the community policing forums and protecting the people who live in their areas and the malls which they are at. The area where I live, all of the malls except one has been decimated. That was protected by the community. Then the KZN Council is also now involved in an incredible logistical exercise in bringing emergency supplies into the community. So I'm very grateful that we've got such an incredible team at every level involved with the greater community, involved with our Jewish community, and of course, taking care of the most vulnerable in the community at this precise moment. Unfortunately, there is still a lot going on and we are not able to go and physically assist on the ground with the cleanup operations because it's still not safe enough. But right. Apart from that, we've been involved at every level.
It's remarkable. I just spoke, and I'm not sure if you were listening a few moments ago, I spoke with Professor Jonathan Janssen from the University of Stellenbosch, and I asked him the question if we've seen leadership from government, and he says, no, not at all. But the people of South Africa have shown leadership, and it's just remarkable to see how unbelievable South Africans are. And as you're going through this and you're talking about different levels of both within the Jewish community, in the broader community, from a security point of view, from every aspect, people have risen to this challenge.
Yes, it's been an incredible experience. And I have to say, we've all been talking at various places, and the resilience of the South African people is quite incredible, and the Rainbow Nation comes to the fore because it doesn't matter. I mean, we were talking last night with the Jewish Report, and our CSO member was on there, and he was saying the meeting place was at the parking lot of the mosque, and he wasn't sure where he was because the Muslims have got incredible firepower, and everybody came together. So everybody's coming together. Everybody is out there, and yeah, it's just wonderful. It's a community.
Cheryl, can I just bring you in here? Cheryl Unterslack, she's a member of the Durban Jewish community. Tell me, share some of your experiences over the last week.
Okay, so as you heard, that the Jewish Board in Durban sprung into action, and I have been doing a few things. I have been manning the helpline. I'm the first responder for people who get in contact with us. First of all, we are already doing that for so many people in the community who have COVID to deliver oxygen and oximeters and all that kind of thing. Now we're getting people, and it's heartbreaking. I can tell you that just if we just talk about a day in my life yesterday, first starting off on Wednesday night, we woke up, we couldn't breathe, going outside, big black smoke, the chemical because they'd burned down a chemical factory, just difficult to breathe. Then, you know, woke up in the morning. Then I had to go and try and find, there were people that urgently needed adult nappies, serious medication, all sorts of things. But everyone, the pharmacies were either closed, looted, or queues going around the block. I was running around in my car to place. No one had any medicine left that was open. Eventually, thank God, it's a long story, I managed to find a place that wasn't open, but the pharmacist let me in a little pharmacy I didn't know existed, through an amazing Jewish doctor in Durban who made that contact. It was like walking into pharmaceutical Gun Eden because I could get people's meds, I could get adult nappies, You know, I mean, the women here need sanitary towels. You know, it was so, you know, we just loaded, I loaded up, and, you know, put it in my car. Thank God. I've been cooking. We've been organizing food parcels. So yesterday I drove around. I'm Shlangala, Lucia, Glen Ashley, Durban North. I went all the way to, you know, to the beachfront area. I went to town. I went to the Berea, driving around. You see smoke. You're trying to avoid those areas. I never saw any looting. I did see two people in one place running across the road with a whole lot of stuff, but I don't know where they were coming from. But but I was safe. I mean, I was nervous. Anyway, I managed to do the deliveries, and people were so grateful. I mean, I had one elderly Jewish woman just standing there, just sobbing, sobbing, sobbing.
Yeah, because it's because somebody is going out, just going and doing what they can for them. Dis-Chem were involved as well in assisting on
Yes. Now, thank God. Thank God Dis-Chem are now working with us. And I've been, now I'm on another call list for scripts and emails, and we are collecting. They're coming in fast and furious from different people's prescriptions, which I'm processing this morning and sending through. The biggest problem is most people do not have copies of their prescriptions, and they have to have also their address on it. So it's a bit of a matzah pudding with regards to that, but we're doing our best, and we're working on it. And thank God we've got some doctors helping us. But Dis-Chem have been absolutely fantastic to help us, and the medicine will come in. And, you know, Sue and her board have organized, you know, with these flights yesterday, today, Sunday, whatever, coming in, bringing meds, groceries, meat, whatever. And we're going to pack the food parcels. And it's not just in Durban. I mean, this morning I got a desperate call early from, Jewish families in Imams and Toti with absolutely no food, then in Belito. So I don't know. We'll have to work out those logistics just now to get it to them. But I want to tell you, I drove so far yesterday. I did not see at any stage even one policeman, not what? Even one, not
and the,
one
and, and the
vehicle,
army,
not one soldier, not one, what, not army vehicle, nothing in my whole trip. And I was driving around for about over 4 hours in all those areas. What I did see is an amazing, amazing community of South Africa. And blockading the Berea, the beachfront, Umhlanga, La Lucia, barricading with wooden pallets, corrugated iron, I don't know, with all sorts of things. A whole lot of people at checkpoints asking people, you know, why are you coming in and whatever, whatever.
But that's private policing. You never saw. Right. You never saw.
Sorry?
That was private policing that you saw.
That's who's keeping us safe.
Right.
That's who's keeping Gateway Shopping Mall safe, La Lucia Mall safe, and, you know, the residents, because they are surrounded. But now I heard on the radio, the security radio this morning, that some of them, the police have arrived, Metro Police, to ask some of them to disband.
But all right, so that's, let's see what happens.
I don't
there.
Know what's going to happen.
Susan,
I do know last night that the army vehicles did arrive on the Berea.
Right. And Susan, if I can just bring you in here before I wrap up, we are almost out of time. If anybody does want to assist, how do they go about doing that? Because the Jewish Board of Deputies is coordinating this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, indeed we are. And we have a helpline. I don't have the number on me, but I'll send it through to you. That's the easiest way to contact us. It's a hunting line. And I must also say, Howard, that we are aware that there are people who are stuck here from other provinces. And they're welcome to call us on that helpline as well, and we will assist them.